Praise the Lord, and message number 283. The title of the message, God's Calling Requirements, Part 19. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm, book of Psalm chapter 26, and let's read the whole Psalm from verse 1 to verse 12. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I will not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart, for thy loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocency. So I will compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with the bloody men, in whose hands is mischief, and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me, and be merciful unto me. My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregation will I bless the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus, and Lord, we ask you to bless this time you give us. We thank you for your word, for you send it to your servant, to your church, to the workers, so that every one of us will be healed and will be blessed, will be encouraged, will get revived, and once again recommit ourselves to serve you wholeheartedly with gladness, with joy, with thanksgiving, with victory round about. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God. I pray, O Lord, that your message will bring healing, wholeness, help, support, salvation, deliverance, recommitment, and joy that come from knowing your word and your will. O God, uphold me, Lord, and arrange the message, put statement and verses to make it clear to each and everyone who listens. And let, Lord, the fruit that you desire to see of sending this word shall be accomplished. And let your name be glorified. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I love to read this psalm also in the NIV version. Vindicate me, Lord, for I have led a blameless life. I have trusted in the Lord and have not faltered. Test me, Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind. For I have always been mindful of your unfailing love and have lived in radiance on your faithfulness. I do not sit with the deceitful, nor I do associate with hypocrites. I abhor the assembly of evildoers and refuse to sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocence and go about your altar, Lord, proclaiming aloud your praise and telling of all your wonderful deeds. Lord, I love the house where you live, the place where your glory dwells. Do not take away my soul along with sinners, my life with those who are bloodthirsty, in whose hands are wicked schemes, whose right hands are full of bribes. I lead a blameless life. Deliver me and be merciful to me. My feet stand on level ground. In the great congregation, I will praise the Lord. You know, while you are living and you are doing the call of God in your life, and that's not only you, but everyone will be exposed to trials, opposition, persecution, work of devil, conspiracy, betrayal, and the battles wax and wane, high and down, and you might be even exhausted, burnout, and even you are tempted to give up or to do wrong, and even your attitude sometimes, because of God's call and a long period of time, your attitude, your character might be changing, and also your relationship with the people around you might be also affected because of all these events that come together. You will find people leaving you and that affect you. You will find people also attacking you and that affect you. And so there are some people insult you and criticize you and fight with you. And all this may push you into a different direction. And as you are trying to keep focus on the call of God in your life, you might be also moving in certain directions that you are not aware of. With all what is happening around you because of the work of devil and try to confuse you, maybe the picture will not be clear to you. And you may start to observe you are not like before. Your attitude, your character, there are some events that look like strange. You start to observe people and circumstances around you and what's going on. Yes, you are pressurized and you are passing through a critical period in your life and ministry, and that exactly what was happening in the life of King David. And David cried out to God and he wrote Psalm 26. Psalm 26 can represent your life and what you are passing through. King David, along his life, as he was doing God's call and God's will and God's purpose, he was in constant battle and fight of people, and they were being used by devil to hinder him. Psalm 26 teaches us good things, and it help us as a church, and help us as workers to carry on the call of God in our life. We cry as David cried in verse 1. He say, "Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord; therefore, I shall not slide. Vindicate me, Lord, for I have led a blameless life. I have trusted in the Lord, and I have not faltered." Ask God once again to be in the center of all the life events and trials that you are passing through, and the circumstances and the events and the people that you are intermingled with. Ask God to judge the situation and to vindicate you and to give you your rights. And that is the truth, and that's what we need to do. Judge me, O Lord. Vindicate me, O God. Tell God, we tell God, I have walked in my integrity, I have led a blameless life. As you trusted in the Lord and lived and is living in holiness, in the fear of the Lord, then you will not slide, you will not be faltered, you will not be move away. Although you can see sometimes one of your feet is going out of the way, out of the railway, because you are pressurized, but here the Lord is bringing you back to the right track once again, and you will not fall nor put to shame. David saying in verse 3 to him, "For their loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in the truth." God knows everything about you and how you faithfully serve him and how you faithfully followed the truth of his word. And here today, your cry, your willingness to continue, that's your cry, "Vindicate me, judge me." Your willingness not to do wrong, your willingness to do what is right, your willingness to bear the fruit that God had set his calling upon you, that all God will work through. Yes, because of trials, because of pressures, because of continuous threats and fight and challenges and enemy works, you might be have been changed. Even maybe you are not happy with yourself, and also devil will try to come and accuse you, and he tell you, "See how you are a person now." And verse 2, David cried to God, "Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. Test me, Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind." Ask God to examine you. We ask God today to examine our heart and our mind. Examine you and test you. This is important so that the thoughts and the motive of your heart and mind will be tested, and the thought and the motive of our hearts and mind will be tested. And if there is sin, we need to repent. If there is sin, if there is weariness, if there is mistake, all will be revealed by the help of the Holy Spirit, and it will be confessed and will be renounced. When you are in spiritual battles and you are attacked from different directions, you might be committing sins and shortcomings that you are not aware of. Like what, you may ask? Like anger, rudeness, self-righteousness, anxieties, worries, expressing fears, doubts, grumbling, complaining, and expressing impatience, negative thoughts, careless words may come from your mouth. All these things need to be clear before God. You know, as I'm preaching, it came to me this picture. You know, when you go and cook something in your kitchen, before you arrange the meal, you have to peel the vegetable, you have to cut the meat, and you have to peel the onion. You know, you make the kitchen mess, and then at the end you have to clean everything, arrange the table, bring the clean plates, and put the food. That's what's going on in our life. Because of continuous trial, and we are fighting and we are arranging, there may be some disorders and certain mistakes, sin, shortcomings need to be cleared out before God. Sin and mistake and shortcomings need to be confessed and renounced so that God will be pleased and will work mightily for our behalf. At this stage of God's calling in your life, come to him in repentance. Examine me, Lord. Don't be afraid. God will reveal to you what are the sins that you are still having. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you your flaws. Repent of them. Renounce all your negative thoughts, your wrong actions, your wrong decisions, your wrong steps. And you need to trust God that he will forgive you, restore you, and makes you fit to go on to finish the race that he had outlined for you. Let's give 1 or 2 minutes to the Lord, to the Holy Spirit, to examine us. Ask the Holy Spirit to examine you. And let us renounce the things that Christ is not pleased with. Yes, Lord. Don't be ashamed. Because of the pressures, you have done wrong, but God want you to be cleansed. Yes, oh God, forgive me. Yes, Lord. Come to God. And verse 6, David say, I will wash my hands in innocency. So will I compass an altar, O Lord, that I may publish the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. I wash my hands in innocency and go about your altar, O Lord, proclaiming aloud your praise and telling of all your wonderful deeds. As you repent and are cleansed from your sin, as we repent and we are cleansed of our sin, then our hands and our hearts are clean and we can go forward in compassing the altar of God to have fellowship with God and communion. And once again, that we will be filled with the Holy Spirit. And once again, as we are filled with the Holy Spirit, then joy and peace will come inside us. Then thanksgiving and singing and praises unto the Lord will come once again from our mouth. Prayers, devotions, and messages we're going to preach that declare the wonderful work of God in our life. And there's verse 8, the confidence that we will get. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where your then honor dwelt. Lord, I love the house where you live, the place where your glory dwells. As we draw near to God after repentance and we are filled and we are pampered with the Holy Spirit, as we respond to His call and your willingness to continue that call, yes, Lord, I want to continue to save you, God. Then you will find yourself building His church. David said, I love the habitation of your house. Building his church and the ministry that he is building on earth to reach the lost and to conserve the disciples. Your love to God will be manifested in the way you love his church and your dedication to be the church servant. Yes, after we are cleansed from shortcomings and fear and mistakes and doubts and worries, I rebuke all in the name of Jesus. From the life of God's servant and everyone who hear, from the life of the Church of God, Lord, O God, I love the habitation of your house. I have washed my hands in innocency and I compass your altar. Yes, O God. I renew my commitment to you, Lord. In verse 4 and 5, David said to God, I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evil doers and will not sit with wicked. Yes, Lord, I do not sit with the deceitful people, nor do I associate with hypocrites. I abhor the assembly of evil doers and refuse to sit with the wicked. Once again, we need to commit ourselves. We need to commit yourself to God that you will not associate. You have not done it before to associate with evildoers. I will not associate myself with evildoers or with those who hate God and hate His word. Holiness and responding to God's call in your life is to be away from wicked people and their congregation and their gathering. The way to draw near to God is to be away from the wicked. And that's one way how you respond to God's call. And that's one way how to preach the gospel when you are move away from people. Even they call themselves Christian, but they are evildoers. You need to move away from them. You have nothing to do with wicked. And you have nothing to do with wickedness. And you have nothing to do with evildoers and vain persons. And you do not need to be in agreement to them and to their wicked deeds and compromises. Therefore, as you follow and live such kind of life away from the path of the wicked, then you can confidently pray And asked the Lord, and pleaded with him. In verse 9 and 10, David said, "Do not take away my soul along with sinners, my life with those who are bloodthirsty, in whose hands are wicked schemes, whose right hands are full of bribes." Yes. The wicked in their life aims for selfish gain. They are greedy, desire for worldly things. They even aim to gain that with wrong ways and methods. They may lie, steal, take or receive a prize to achieve the evil they want. Be careful of them. You know, certain time you are not aware. Your feet is intertwined and your hands and arms intertwined with evil people. They are like a snake. Try to catch you, try to roll around your feet, your hand, to estrange you with them and with their plans. Yes, Lord. Do not take away my soul along with sinners, my life with those who are bloodthirsty, in whose hands are wicked schemes, whose right hand are full of bribes. Yes, Lord. Lord, you know my heart, and my ways was clear before you, God. I examine my ways, O God, not to put my hands with evildoers. Don't take me, O God, with sinners. Lord, as to judge the sinner, Lord, don't take me with that judgment, for I have served you, Lord, with all my heart. The success of ministry, the success of your ministry and the church ministry, and this fruitfulness is determined is determined by your commitment to continue to live a blameless life and to keep your integrity in all things in what you say and do. In verse 11, when David asked the Lord, "Don't take me with sinners and evildoers," he say, "But as for me, I will walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be merciful unto me. I lead a blameless life, Lord. Deliver me and be merciful to me, Lord. The Lord shall answer your prayer. The Lord shall answer my prayers and our prayers, and will continue to lead us and show us mercy and love and deliverance and redemption and salvation and wholeness and deliverance from trials and from the schemes of wicked and evil men." The message today is to take you out from worries, fears, trials, lack of trust in God, confusion. Certain time devil do confusion. He put in many pressure to confusion, and we have come now in the name of Jesus and bind the spirit of confusion. I rebuke out from the life of my brothers and sisters, from the life of your church. Lord, but as for me, tell him, I will walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be merciful unto me. Yes, and with all that, as we are now moving forward, get delivered out from the hands of the wicked. After we renounce our sin and shortcomings and our mistakes, and as we repent and our hands are washed and our mind and heart are cleansed by the blood of Jesus and the assurance of forgiveness, and as we make our commitment to continue to build His church and to serve, as we make our commitment not to go along evildoers, then the final outcome of your life and ministry, as you live for the Lord and in accordance to His word, then you can say, and we can say, and I can say, as David say, "My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregation will I bless the Lord. My feet stand on level ground. We are in the right place now. We are in the right place. The church is in the right place. In the great congregation would I praise the Lord. Around us the congregation, the people who are faithful. Around me those who are faithful. The evildoers had moved away. And Lord, here I am. Not only I will praise you, but I will declare your word. I want to see more works of yours. Lord, I am willing to get involved with more work of yours. You find as you are standing in the firm, stable ground, you are growing and you are blooming in Christ. And in the middle of his church, serving him and declaring God's will and his purpose in the life of his church and the life of his people. And more will come through your life, through the life of each and every dedicated servant in his church. Let's come to the Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I thank you for you brought this word into my life today. Examine me, to probe me, to lead me to renounce and confess all my sins, shortcomings, doubts and fear and confusion and worries. I rebuke right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I have now, tell him, Lord, I have now the confidence to approach the throne of grace. For I know, Lord, that you had forgiven me. Lord, judge me, vindicate me from the work of evildoers. Commit yourself, Lord, I have nothing to do with them and their deeds. I fear your name, Lord, and I trust that you will be the one to lead me to have a blameless life, to deliver me and to be merciful to me. And Lord, I trust you, Lord, that this time my feet are standing on level ground in the great congregation, I will praise you and will continue to serve you. Oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus for each and every person, brother, sister, worker, servant, pastor who pray this prayer and who had listened to your word and get edified, and he once again recommit himself. Use that, brother and sister, might in the name of Jesus. Raise her up more to serve you, oh God. Let be more fruit from her life. And we say, I pray, Lord, for your provision, for more miracles, for the Holy Spirit gifts upon your church. What we lack, give us, Lord, so that we continue to serve you, God. We trust you, Lord, that you will lead us on level ground, O God, and from victory to victory, till you come and take us with you to heaven. O God, bless us, enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.